HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Trying to get through this thing as best we can. I'll get you guys safe and a keg hunting in the proper manner. Just got an email from a guy named Jake. Said, thanks a lot, man. When you said that puppy video sounded like Megan masturbating, I laughed pretty hard. Got a verbal warning from my boss. And then I couldn't defend myself because I couldn't say exactly what I was listening to. I told him it was something funny on the radio, and he said, well, that's enough of that. Sounds like a fun place to work.
Jeez.
Who's laughing?
Now get back to surgery.
We banned laughing in 2012. Who are you dares to laugh? It does, though. I'm not going to. That puppy video did have a specific sound to it.
Now get back to working on the brain.
All right, we're getting close. Yeah. Well, so if you have a boss that's overseeing your brain surgery, you're not a very good brain surgeon. Let's take a look. So you're doing everything right. Oh, it's my supervisor. Great. I hope I don't screw up.
The TV shows. They're in that room. They're all watching.
Yeah, listening to the radio in his earbuds because he don't want to hear anything. That is not the brain surgeon I want. Let me just pop my buds in. I'm going to listen to a little Billie Eilish today. Shouldn't you hear everybody else? Nah, that's fine. I got this dicked. Dude, want to see my... I'm getting a lot of cans sent to me, mostly men. But one girl sent me boobs, and her face was very filtered, so we're not sure if...
It wasn't the one that said dude, was it?
No, not at all. No, I already know that. This girl This girl was clean, attractive. Marcus pointed out, and he said, why don't they have a filter for what... I mean, what the filters are for your phone, which are your dick and boob shots. We have boob filters and wiener filters. Clean it up a little bit. Sometimes those lines are unattractive. Sometimes you got some stretchies on your cans. Sometimes your kids have made your nipples look like small, singular eagle talons. Blah. Sorry.
That is very descriptive.
Yeah, it is. But that's true. You've seen it. That's how come that worked. Because we've all been there with that girl. Like, what happened? Oh, you've got children that have made sort of an owl hand start to come out of your chest. Just one finger, though.
Although I think I've seen women without children with those.
No, I haven't.
One comes to mind that was in the... KUPD Studios.
Are you talking about Lou?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, those weren't gnawed off. They were just way too long.
I know. You could hang entire closets.
Yeah, that was a weird thing.
Fireworks stands. Yeah. Those snakes that you'd like.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Those 4th of July snakes in the driveway. It wasn't gnawed up, though. It was just a big, giant index finger for a nipple. It's weird. Like when she read the phone book, she used it to go, Aronofsky. We're getting close to when
PowerPoint
they open up.
Presentation.
Oh, yeah, she could hit it. Boink. Just shadow that thing up there. Chandler Harley-Davidson, Arrowhead, Harley-Davidson, Ride Now Power Sports, Goodyear, Peoria, and Chandler is where you want to go. At about 8:30, those are the places you're going to get to sign up for kegs. They've each got one, and they're going to be handing those out there. You got that going on. If you found a keg, call in. Follow the instructions and call in because we need to know if we're sending people to a place that is or is not still worthy of a keg. There was a small brush fire. A desert fire.
Dynamite in Scottsdale?
Yeah, right where the awful Nicole, our employee that causes trouble every year, hid her keg, and this year it burst into flames. Last year it was too close to a cemetery, and we told people not to hide them there, and she did anyway.
Put one on a billboard one year?
And then one year she plopped one up on a billboard and made people like, some guy accidentally hung himself. We lost 3 people that year, and it was all because of her. This year, small fire.
She is evil.
She's horrible. We got to stop giving her kegs. But if you find one, call it in. Make sure that we're keeping up with what's going on here so we know how to direct people. I'm impressed with all the people finding the ones out in the desert. Toledo's putting up the coordinates, the longitude, latitude.
Two of them have been found. I know. I've got 2 other ones out there with coordinates that people haven't found yet.
Throw them up on the page there.
So they're on Twitter then? You can get those?
Yep. Okay.
Pretty amazing.
That, all right, and John, can do that. Give out the crusher to some of your
kegs. I don't know why Drew didn't put them up there. I sent them to him. They're probably going fast. Let's just get people out there, and I'll give them to them if they're in the area, if they're close by. Hi there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Christina.
Hi, Christina. Where are you?
We are in Avondale right now, so Southwest Valley area.
All right. Kia and Brandon, is that Avondale?
111th Avenue in Buckeye.
Hey, that's still out there? Eric loves that one.
We checked that area pretty
111th
good.
And Butler is gone.
I haven't called it in.
Okay. What's the clue for the one in Buckeye? It's looks like they forgot product when they closed. Huh. What about Yuma and cotton flour? What is Yuma and cotton flour? Cotton flour?
Cotton flour? I'm not sure where that is, but we'll try to find it.
Me neither. Well, good luck with that. And the clue is go off the walking trail a bit and dig through the bushes.
Okay, can do.
Good luck. You're very happy. See you later.
See, I like that.
I like that, too.
That's good.
Goodbye.
No pissy pants.
No. Hey, dude. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, where are you?
We are on Tatum and Union Hills.
Tatum and Union Hills.
There's a cactus in Tatum.
That's like Kaz's area, right?
Work out that backside,
Keisha.
Bro.
Keisha had that one, number 79.
You're not far from Tatum and Union Hills, yeah? Not too far. Kaz has one over there. I guess you go to that one, Beardsley and Cave Creek. That's in the area. You can get your keg in bulk if you run for the border. Got a couple options there. Good luck to you.
What about 77? Yeah. Has that been found?
77.
I don't know. We've given it out a few times.
Yeah. Not on mine.
Hadn't been called in.
56th Street and East Mayo Boulevard.
Yeah, that's over closer to the 101 side.
But he's...
Where is he, 51?
Union Hills and Tatum.
Yeah, that's not too far. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
You got a couple options there. You got places to search. I'll try another one. Help these people find it. Could be $5,000 in their pocket. Hi there. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. It's Kyle.
Kyle, go.
I'm at Happy Valley and 67th Avenue.
Victoria.
Well, whoever. That 67th Avenue and Bell one still hasn't been found, but we've given it out a while.
Speed bump.
62.
Oh, that's out there. Yeah, it's North 67th Avenue and Bell. The clue is speed bump. Also, you can try...
Oh, is that again?
Speed bump is the clue, 67th Avenue and West Bell. Also, try this because it's not too far from you, is the West Dunlap and North 35th Avenue. Shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop. Got them.
All right, good luck.
Again, we've given those.
I know, we've given them out, but maybe they're still sitting out there. Who knows?
You guys rock.
You got to call your stupid thing, and if you catch it, you got to call it in. Are you there, sir, caller, ma'am, whatever you are?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, go right ahead.
We're on Washington, downtown area near 24th Street.
Van Buren and Central. Oh, that's not really, you're not really downtown. Washington and 24th Street. You could go up north and try to find one of mine, which would be, let's go to, none of those have gotten called in. Coulter and 16th Street. Nobody's called Ness. Extend your stay in a shed.
Okay. Ooh. And what in 16th Street?
Coulter. You're not too far away.
16th Street.
Yeah, you're
extend
a little.
Your stay.
That's right. In a shed.
In a shed. Go, go, go.
Good.
In a shed.
Yeah, good luck.
Go, go, go.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's it.
All right,
have
you.
Fun. Yeah, the ones that are on there. I don't know why Drew didn't put my directions on it. Nobody's called from that area yet. I've been giving them out on
you got emails. You put a keg in a shed?
No. My theme was places you could have dirty day sex.
Ooh.
Because when I had drinks with Doug, drinks with a salesperson here that I'm not supposed to mention at Marriott, we noticed how many people were hooking up in the middle of the afternoon during March Madness. They're just wandering into this hotel having, you could tell they weren't supposed to do that. Like, they'd come in different doors and they'd meet in the middle and they'd run over to the elevators. We're like, man, this city's filthy. So I started a theme of like how many hotels you could do that in. So I found hotels and dirty places behind them that you could do it in. And there's an extended stay over there on Coulter and 16th Street. And there's this weird it's groundskeeper Willie's shed in the back of that thing, and it is gross. So I put it.
You
want to
have sex
that.
There?
Well, anyway, that would be a good place to plug a chick if you didn't want to spend the $30 to get a room.
It's clean.
No, it's not. It's disgusting. But we'll keep going.
Hey, you had Megan with you this morning. Didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was too gassy. Hey. I was gonna blow ass on her if we tried any of that. It wasn't good. Not gonna happen. Hi there. Who's this? Hi.
This is Janine.
All right, Janine. What do you got? Where are you?
We're in Ahwatukee, Desert Foothills area.
That's Mark. Have Mark's all been found? There's one. That one. Desert Foothills and Chandler's been found. What else in the Tuke? Marcus has some kind of near there. The Ahwatukee area has been kind of found, so you might have to go north a little bit where Marcus
okay.
is. Hang on, I'm looking for you. Where the heck is he? What do you got?
So, send me anywhere. Did you ever find the one at the...
Oh, yeah. Well,
quiet.
Hold on. Quietly.
Jesse Owens Parkway and Baseline. And it says, okay. Because it's Marcus, this looks like a good place to bury a body.
Hey, did you guys ever, the one in Chandler get found? Downtown
yeah.
Chandler?
Yeah, they're yep. all.
They're all gone. Yeah, Chandler and Ahwatukee okay. are gone. They got blasted. So, yeah, you're going to have to start working your way down to South Phoenix around the mountain there.
Okay, thanks. Right.
Good luck.
Right. Thank
okay,
you.
So
bye.
You can mark off 6, 7,
man.
32, and 72.
All right. Sick. All right. Yeah, we're getting down to it here where I think most of these things are probably found and not called in yet. So it's important you call them in so we can keep up with this and people aren't driving around for no reason. Yeah, they're out there. Although mine have not been found and they're not. Well, a couple of mine are actually very difficult.
You usually said you kicked yours down.
Somewhere. Oh, there's one. Yeah. The one, the clue that's, maybe it's gone already, is it? Smoking at the B-dubs. That one's down in a hole. I didn't realize how long it was going to take. I thought it was just a little drop-off. It's not. There's this. I'll tell you exactly where it is. There's this weird little smoking section at the Best Western in the back of the parking lot. I had a flat tire on my bike, and I pulled over in the thing, and I just walked it to go sit down. And I'm like, what the hell is this? It's like out in the corner of the parking lot.
Occasional drive heads over there off that number 12.
No, there's no golf course. Yeah, if you drive it that far over, there's no golf course within like 4 miles of the place. So I don't. It's crazy. But, yeah, so it's just this weird little smoking section. And then back in the parking lot, and I just pushed the keg off the edge of it, and I didn't hear anything. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's the abyss. And then finally it started to clank and thunder, so I just stood over it. Like, this one's a little deep. It's going to be a tough one to get.
I was thinking the headquarters.
Oh, yeah, you're over at the Biltmore. Yeah, I know. This is up 16th and Northern. It's the B-dubs. You got to get out there. But there's a little weird smoking section for some reason people are at. All right, we'll try one more. We'll see if anybody's out there. Hi there, who's this?
Hi, it's Lorena.
All right, go ahead. Where are you?
Franklin Wright and Shea.
Franklin Wright and Shea.
Franklin Wright.
Franklin. Yeah, well, she knew him better than we did.
One of Nicole's.
That's Doug.
One of Nicole's.
How about
also
this?
Out there.
La Montana and Avenue of the Fountains. Smell the sage.
Okay.
You know where that is?
Can you say it again?
Yeah, you don't even know what I said. You were going to hang up, too. You're going to be like, I don't know. You were going to turn to the guy driving and go, he said something, but I don't know what.
I'm by myself. I can barely hear you.
All right.
What about 78?
Hold on. La Montana and Avenue of the Fountains. Smell the sage.
Okay.
You got it?
Smell the sage, yeah.
Say it back to me.
La Montana and Avenue of the Fountains.
Hey, she did it. All right, there you go. All right, go get it. Have fun.
Okay.
Be careful. I'm sorry you're alone in your life.
There's also Pima and the North 101 in that area. Something about white women is the clue, and that's another Nicole one, so beware of fires.
Yeah. And racism somehow. She's created a race war and a fire in the same day. She's a devil. All right, well, keep it up. You guys keep hunting. I'm going to do another Facebook clue in just a little bit for just the people on Facebook. We'll launch another website keg. Is that available yet? We're getting close to that. We'll do that in a second. Pretty soon we'll have a website keg, and only the people at 98kupd.com can find it for you sitting at your desk if you're not allowed to go out hunting. And that'll be out there in just seconds. I'll tell you exactly when that goes active, which should be darn soon. It's 98kupd. The Easter keg hunt is cruising.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
Oh, man, this is just ridiculous. This dispatching people all over the city and going nuts and having fun with the keg hunt. Continuing on as we are closing, normally about 9 o'clock, they're almost all gone, and we're almost to that point right now.
There's a little
now.
Frustration out there.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's getting a little tight. We got a text from a guy that says, dude, we're drunk. We're done. They quit. They are kegless. However, Robert just emailed me a picture of keg number 25, which Fitz hid over there on Yale and Price. That one's gone now. He's got to call it in there, Robert. Don't forget to ring it up. He found it. Got that one. I believe our friend Thunderbear says he doesn't have one this year.
Ooh.
Said I was racing someone to the river bottom this morning at El Mirage and Bell. Fat ass doesn't run. Did not get it. So he's don't hurt yourselves, for God's sakes. There's a few left. Some that I think haven't been called in yet, but we're literally down to probably our last 10 or 12. Nicole's are on fire. And you made the bet, Marcus, with her beers?
No, Doug did.
Oh, Doug did. Okay, yeah. I thought it was Marcus. Doug made the bet. Beers for the
Maybe
last keg
say
found.
It's Marcus. They each have one left.
That's true. Doug doesn't talk to girls here at work. It was Marcus. Doug never leaves
Nicole
his
Nicole texted me. She's like, I heard you guys were saying I was evil.
Well, she is evil. Like, 3 years in a row, we've got problems with her keg. One of them's on fire, so she's going to win that bet with not Doug on buying drinks for
whoever. Well protected.
Yeah, very well protected. She set a small fire around her keg. Which one was that? Pinnacle Peak? Or was it the Dynamite one?
It was the Dynamite one.
Yeah.
Little she's still fire. Pinnacle Peak's still available.
Yeah, they're all of hers are still
and
up, right?
And Scottsdale.
Yeah.
76 is gone for hers.
Oh, okay. That one's out. So you got Dynamite and Cave Creek. When the fire dies out, you can go look for that one. And Pinnacle Peak and Scottsdale. Celebrating 420 early with the weeds is the clue. So if you're in that area, they're up there. And a few other people still not calling them in.
Van Buren and Central is available.
I got a whole bunch
of those. Look through the field, let's not see what the bank.
Got. Let's see what we got online. Answering the phones. Hi there, who's this?
Hi, 67th and Bell.
67th and Bell. You're going to be in trouble. That's going to be an area that got pretty much drained.
It says El Mirage and Bell is still available, but...
That's kind of far.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did 67th and Bell already go?
Yeah, that's
gone. Oh, yeah, that's gone.
67th and Bell's gone.
51st and McDowell, you can travel a little bit and get to that.
Supposedly, we've given that clue out.
Yeah, that one's out there, but maybe someone hasn't found it. It says, need a place to rest? Come check out this American motel with a red roof. Can't imagine that's still available, but hasn't been called in yet. 67th and Bell is Dunlap. Dunlap West and 35th. Dunlap, yeah, 35th. Hasn't been found yet. Dunlap and 35th Avenue, if you want to try that.
Dunlap and 35th?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Shop, right, shop till you drop. Good luck.
Shop till you drop. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Shannon.
All right. The brush fire keg has been found. 75.
Oh, all right. Brush fire has been put out.
And
thank
also
God.
Number 18 has been found.
Limited or no injuries at all to that. That's good. I'm glad.
Apparently the fire's out. Hopefully.
Man, they are flying out. All right. $5,000 tonight to somebody over there who found a keg. One of you keg hunters is going to get $5,000 tonight at Octane Raceway over there off Talking Stick Way and the 101. In that Pavilion Shopping Center. We have fun out there. We can get,
and you can come out even if you didn't find
a
keg.
Go out, drink, have fun, race some cars, ram into a few of those keg hunters with your little go-kart, you know, get some revenge out on them.
Here are the stories on how they found their keg.
That's the fun part. Yeah, as how you failed and
so
they
there
did.
There I was.
Yeah. I want to meet that lady. And if you're that lady with those cans you want to show everybody, dude, do I want to meet you? Dude. All right, in 4 minutes... These Easter keg retail locations will open. Chandler Harley-Davidson, Arrowhead Harley-Davidson, and the Ride Now Power Sports in Goodyear, Peoria, and Chandler. They're all opening at 8:30, I believe, and there are five kegs at each, or there's one at each one, and there's five locations. So you get the keg hunters can go out there. You can sign up one time at each location. They'll draw a winner from each one of those places at noon today. And you will be the winner of a keg. So that's the easiest way to do it. If you're close and you're hunting, you're like, we haven't found one yet, just drive over there. In a couple minutes, they'll open the doors, put your name in, as good a chance as any of winning the $5,000 if you get drawn out of that thing. So that's how that works. Drew, have they found the online keg yet, the second one? Yes. They did? The one at 8 o'clock is gone too?
Yes.
Man, you guys are amazing. We don't have time to put them out there and they find them. That's impressive. So those are both gone. What else we got out there? That's about it, right? Holy cow. Well, that's it. You're all done. Most of you are failing at this point. It's going to be a tough.
Do you have one more Facebook Live or no?
No, I think we got those out of the way too.
John, you have your Dreamy
Number
Draw
80
one
is
still
your
there.
Next one. That's not.
That's right. Dreamy Draw is there. The clue Gordon. Is behind Rico Suave. Dreamy Draw on 16th. It's kind of Morton Dreamy Draw area. It's there's a lazy river. It's behind the lazy river. It's hidden behind the lazy river. Point to the lazy river. You'll figure it out. That one's out there. That's available. Man, it's tough. Trying to figure out how else we can do any of this stuff. Oh, and are all of the four-wheel drive ones gone too?
Yes, they're all gone.
Good Lord. They're just people sitting out there waiting.
They were. People are on it.
Those are hard.
They're just waiting for
Yeah, they're just out there like, all right, give me the coordinates.
You're going to have to switch it up. Drew has to change things up.
Well, the coordinates are just like taking them right to it because it's such a treacherous road.
Yeah, but doesn't it go out to the same kind of area?
No. It's all the way from Table Mesa on 17. It goes almost to Sunflower off the 87.
112 miles, he said.
Of off-roading. You literally are going around the city through the mountains. I don't know how Gabe had to do that, and it had to be 9 hours of work. That's insane. I mean, that's just all off-road stuff. And the guy goes all the way across to the McDowell Mountains from the Table Mesa area, which is...
All that work, and they're gone in less than an hour.
I know. Well, he has fun. We do the Table Mesa, the Brady's been with me.
Yeah.
It's about a mile of climbing. Takes an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because you're going 1 mile an hour the whole time. You're doing some work. So he's putting them in spots.
They talk about roads out there. I don't see too many roads.
Yeah, if I pointed to you and said, we're going to go over that, you'd be like, there's no road.
Yeah.
I'm like, there isn't, but there's that big rock. No, we just climb that. I'm like, Jeeps can't do that. And then you go over.
Are you a little nervous, Brady? A
little bit.
Yeah, the first time, I'm like, watch this.
I'm like, what the? Come on.
There ain't no way.
And then you watch the first one just turn straight up and start climbing a wall.
Screw that.
And then everybody in your car always goes, amazing. Because they all sound like Brady at that point.
I just make sure no limbs are hanging out the doors.
Yeah, the first time you drive it, you're like, "This, I'm going to kill myself." There's no doubt. But you watch them just start cruising over these things, and effortless. So we have fun out there, and they're out there, man. The people who know how to do it are out there doing it. So all the internet stuff's done. So your best bet at this point is to go to the Chandler Harley, Arrowhead Harley, Ride Now Power Sports, Goodyear, Peoria, and Chandler, and just go sign up. Sign up right there, and then get back out there and start hunting. We'll try a couple more, but I think we're pretty much out. Congratulations to everybody who's found them. We'll see you at Octane tonight. Still a few left. We'll start giving out exact locations in just a little bit and get you guys on the ball there. It's 98 KUPD. Keep hunting. It ain't over.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD.
And me and Dale Hellestray should do those songs together like we did that duet yesterday and call it Hellestorm. Huh? Are you with me? Dale singing was a hit yesterday. People liked the Dale singing. Got a lot of emails about Dale. He belted it out. He believed it. He lived the life. He became Lionel Richie. Said no one ever about Dale. That's pretty good, though. I'm impressed.
He got after it.
We may use it as our closing song for the rest of the year. I enjoy it. It's pretty good stuff. Plus, Larry would have to have that open his show every day, which would make it even better.
Yeah, it's after 10. So
yeah, it doesn't really matter. So once we start playing Dale and I singing Endless Love, you know Larry's show's about to start. Toledo, get that to happen. Put it in there in the button. Jim Baker may be done as our close if you can make that sing.
I'll miss him.
We'll pop him in there every once in a while. I love Jim and his wife. It's saying goodbye to us, but and the horns.
We can alternate.
All right, Drew, grab it. What do you got? Anything going? I'm about to tell people we're about to just all wholesale giveaway right here.
Wholesale giveaway?
Yeah, what do you got?
Kegs number 66 and 91 have been found.
All right, 66 was on Van Buren and Central, so that's gone if you're downtown. And then 91 was 94th Avenue and Thomas. That one's gone. So let's just run it down here of what we don't have called in yet. And I know a few of them aren't there. But there are people all over. I'm getting emails of people saying, dude, I just went by that Best Western. It is a madhouse over there on 16th Street. So that one's been found. I have pictures of the people who found that. So that's gone. As of right now, the only thing left over here in John Gordon's area was Ocotillo and Wrecker, number 16. You guys don't have – that's still there, supposedly.
What about 12? Did you get 12?
12's gone.
Oh, it's gone?
Yeah, Dorada and Trotta is the clue, Ocotillo and Wrecker. The El Mirage and Bell, which I believe has to be gone.
Yeah, we've mentioned it a lot.
It's still not called in. It says it's no Mirage. I thought there was supposed to be water in a river. The one I just mentioned also, Meeker and R.H. Johnson. If I went food shopping but almost shanked it and left it out of bounds. That is R.H. Johnson and Meeker. Then you move on to the one that hasn't been called in here either, which would be right behind the Point South Mount or a Point. What is that? Point Squaw Peak, a place called Rico's is the where you'd turn in, and then you go all the way back, and behind the Lazy River, there's another little like restaurant thing, and then a pool on the opposite side of that fence. So you got to go all the way back to Dreamy Draw in Morton area. It's like 16th Street and Dreamy Draw area. You got to go search behind the pool, but not on the premises. It's in a little wash. That one's out there.
It's not floating in the Lazy River.
It is not in the Lazy River, but you can see the Lazy River from where it landed, which is down a little wash between a neurologist parking lot and the back end of the Point Squaw Peak.
Be careful.
Yes, be careful. That's right. But the good news is, if you do hurt yourself, you're in a neurologist parking lot. So if it's nerve damage, that guy's going to cover you, and he's going to be happy to find you. Number 50 is still out there, and that's out in Fountain Hills, La Montana. And the Avenue of the Fountains. Smell the sage. La Montana.
A lot of old people around.
Yeah, and Doug said that is right there on the Avenue of Fountains. So You can't really miss that one. Old people don't really, we don't really travel that deep. Ellsworth and McKellips is supposedly still available.
I got it marked off.
Oh, do you? Okay, 55's gone. All right, never mind. 56, do you guys have that one?
I have it available.
Yep. So do I. That one hasn't been called in. Dove Valley and North Valley. We've given that clue out several times.
Yeah.
Several times.
I would think it's found. So.
You'd think so. Now, here's where we get into the fishy stuff. But I think a lot of these haven't been called in. West Dunlap and 35th Avenue. We've given that one out a ton of times.
Some meth head might have found that one already.
Yeah, somebody's living in it. West Yuma Road and Cottonflower. That's another one. Hasn't been found, but I can't imagine. 111th Avenue in Buckeye, we've been talking about that since 545.
I know.
That was like the first. Eric just, he gravitated to that one. He's been shouting it at everyone. Well, I'm in Cave Creek. 111th Avenue in Buckeye. All right, Eric, settle down. He wanted that one found so badly.
That was his pick.
That was his pick to click. It says it looks like they forgot product when they closed. That has to be gone. I have number 69 available, 51st Avenue in McDowell. That's the Red Roof Inn. That has to be gone. It hasn't been called in. If you found them, call them in. Jesse Owens Parkway and Baseline.
I have that.
That's gone.
That's gone? Okay. Yep. I didn't have that one off yet. Pinnacle Peak in Scottsdale.
Again, we've given that out a lot.
Way too many times. Frank Lloyd Wright and Greenway Hayden Loop. I have not said that once today.
We've given it out. Toledo and I have done it online. That one's supposed to be. I don't think we've said it.
Cactus and Tatum. No, work out that backside, bro. That must be behind a gay bar. Then Scottsdale and Rose Lane. Jeremy, where's that? We gave that out on Facebook. You did it. Oh, God. Never mind.
He's not that bright.
President Garfield forgot. Camelback and Scottsdale. That's at the Don and Charlie's.
Look behind a power box.
Is it in a power box? Is that what he said?
That's what.
Behind the power box?
Yeah.
Okay. Don and Charlie's. Closed up.
We do want these found.
Help yourself to some autographed baseball.
Yeah, evidently they're having a don't steal our stuff sale in the parking lot. And my question marks are all over that. Yeah, we're closing down the Don and Charlie's, and magically all of our memorabilia was stolen. That's an insurance claim.
So other than that, I'd say go sign up. That's your best.
Yeah, it's the best bet. 89 is the only other one that's not out there, but we've given that clue out a million times. Ocotillo and Arizona Avenue. I can't imagine that. So there's like 10 left max. And I would guess all of them have been taken. But still go look. You never know.
Yeah, if you're in the area.
Yeah, we just mentioned it and you're close. Give it a chance. Otherwise, head on over to Chandler Harley-Davidson, Arrowhead Harley-Davidson. Those two places are places that are wide open now, and you can sign up. Right now, Power Sports in all the locations, Goodyear, Peoria, and Chandler, all have a place you can sign up. Right now, you can sign up there. You roll in, get your friends to do it, everybody else. Talk people into going to the closest one to you. You write it down, you sign up, and at noon, each one of those locations will do a drawing, and they'll pull that out of there, and then you guys will get a call and say, hey, congratulations, you won the drawing keg, which is kind of like a consolation for all the work you put in, and you didn't get one, and maybe you'll get drawn. Last year, I had a guy get drawn, and he went to all five places, which is unbelievable. He didn't even hunt. He went to all five of the retail locations at 8:30 because he had the morning free. And the ones from, the ones in Chandler aren't far apart. Harley-Davidson and Power Sports right by each other. And then, you can get out to the other spots. He did some traveling, though. I'll tell you that. Peoria, Goodyear, and there's two in Peoria, so it's not bad. But he was out Chandler and West Valley. Went to all five, and he won one. So maybe that can be you. The hunt is just about over. And again, so far, so good. No police reports?
Nope.
No? One small fire? That's about it. And everything's been found without any murders. We are still trending galactically. However, we are no longer the number, which I still don't believe we were, but somehow or another, our internet department saying that we were the number one trending thing in the world for a little while.
What bumped us?
Which I just still say bullshit.
So wait, we're not number one in the world
Good
anymore?
Good Friday is now. People are looking that up.
But galactically, we're still number
one? No, galactically, we've fallen to two. Oh. Yeah, we were first. We were trending galactically. Now just worldwide again.
Have the Klingons and the Kree heard about us?
They have. The Kree, actually, it started a small war because they got last year's clues this year. They're just now getting out to them. But, we're doing very
well. We've got a year
to
prepare.
Yeah. Nebulon 9 called, and they're searching, but we didn't hide there this year. That and Maricopa, we're not going there. What do you got, Drew?
89, Ocotillo.
Did he just say Ocotillo?
He did.
Did he say Ocotillo?
Very hillbilly of you.
I like it.
That's better. Drew says Ocotillo.
He's high right now.
And Arizona Avenue are gone. That page we can get rid of right there. That one's all done. So, yeah, we're down to it. Like, nobody else is. This is pretty much the end of it. I don't think there's much
left. Up to Larry at this point.
Yeah, pretty much Larry will take your calls. But I'm pretty sure they're all taken, all found. If all those four-wheel drive ones got found this year, which has blown me away, that they're gone before Ocotillo and Wrecker. Ocotillo, I'm sorry. I'm saying that wrong. Ocotillo and Wrecker.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, we got a few. Man, that was Chuck's bugaboo back in the day. I don't like hiring people who don't know it's Mogollon and Ocotillo. They come in and say Mogollon and Ocotillo. That's not broadcasting, asshole. That was like a prerequisite. I don't know how you got a
job. That's
why
he liked me so much.
See, Brady, say these two words. Ocotillo, Mogollon.
Mogollon, Ocotillo. I'm going to work here no more.
Hiking the Mongoloid Rim?
You're adorable. Mogollon. He was a big deal on that one. I was at a Coco's sitting across from him. You've lived here a long time, so you know how to say things like Mogollon. Like, yeah, okay. Mogollon. Good work.
And when you throw the Canyon to Shelley's on
man. He'd blow his top, that guy. He would have just crushed Drew into the ground if he was.
You passed all his tests, huh?
All his tests.
Multiple tests?
Nope, just Mogollon and Ocotillo.
That was it? Oh.
Ocotillo, Mogollon.
He didn't have you do math or science?
No, didn't care about any of that. What race is our waitress? Mexican. Right. Hencho in Mexico. It's 8:54. We got an entertainment drill coming up in a little bit. You can keep hunting, but we will consult you and recommend that you go to the Ride Now Power Sports and the Harley Davidsons that are offering a chance for you guys to get drawn. Because right now, I'm guessing there's not much left. People are saying there's a small village of homeless people in Surprise under the bridge at El Mirage and Bell. You may have to send a search party out for that one because I think it's been stolen by people who are no good.
It happens every year.
Yeah, this guy says, I almost got arrested by the power box at Don and Charlie's. I got caught. This is a long time ago, not this morning. Getting a BJ by a girl I met at Club Mint. A cop and a horse went by, had a great view. He let us go for a while. I kind of thought he was there, but I held real still. So he's getting, a Hummer by that very same place the keg is. What a way to say goodbye to Don and Charlie's with those two stories.
Jeremy's favorite spot.
Guy says, why don't you hide nothing up here in Tuba City? I need my Budweiser. Because if we had kegs in Tuba City, it would be considered insensitive. We don't do much res hiding, do we?
No, you get arrested, you get thrown into a pit.
The Sarlacc pit. You're going to burn, Whitey. Litter bug.
We're not risking that.
The chances of it being returned, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, instead of filled.
Yeah.
Sweet. There is a spirit. It's 8:56. There you go. The Easter keg hunt, a success once again. And thank you for allowing us to trend galactically. I don't understand any of that. It does nothing for me. The entertainment drill is coming up next. It's 98.
98. Oh my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.